Transition Awareness Breathing. Feeling grounded for both children and parents is essential for healthy living and learning. Join Eartha Powell on this series for tips and tools for creating a harmonious environment for learning. Transition Awareness Breathing will help you and your child find an individualized path to tackle change, promote lifelong learning, and discover new approaches to calmness.
Okay, so we're in the San Antonio City Library, Central Library. And this is a great, absolutely wonderful library. I don't think I'll find a place for even silence and being alone. And that's what our podcast is all about today. These are Braille children's books. So research suggests that it is healthy to have quiet time, some time just to process without music, without media, and without social stimulation. Where can we find that place? Well, this is where we use our creativity and make a space. We make our space where we can have quiet and just process. Now, oftentimes, this is difficult for many people, just being quiet and being alone and being silent. And so, just take it small, maybe 5 minutes at first, and then grow to 6 minutes. And maybe we'll be amazed at the creativity that is stimulated that's inside of us, or maybe decompressing of all the stimulus that we've been exposed to. The library isn't totally silent, but I think when the research suggests silence, it means just quiet without music, without chatting, being comfortable, being alone, not even reading, but maybe just breathing and processing just our surroundings. But even with silence, I think we have to be aware that there is going to be some ambient noise, environmental noise around us. And so we use mindfulness to kind of block it out so it doesn't distract us. So we only have 24 hours a day. In creating quiet time for ourselves, how much time do we spend alone? I think that's the first question. And out of those 24 hours a day, what sliver of time do we spend with ourselves without distractions? Sleeping does not count. Then, once we kind of assess how much time we spend, how do you feel spending time alone without media, without socialization, just for a few moments? A lot of times, many people are uncomfortable spending time alone without distractions. It's a good starting point to know how you feel. over time, as you start small, you become more comfortable with yourself. In our world, where we're so busy, we have to create our space, create our quiet time for ourselves. Our lives, the busyness, has really eaten up our internal world. We're busy frying fish or getting swamped or overstretching ourselves. Maybe the old way of doing things, multitasking, doing 600 million things, maybe that's kind of archaic now. Maybe we should really concentrate on blocking out time for ourselves. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to talking to you again next time.
Be sure and pick up a copy of Tab Mindfulness, Awareness and Coloring Activities in a Pandemic World. It's not just an ordinary coloring book. It features 23 illustrations to stimulate thought, relaxation, and creativity for anyone between the ages of 4 and 94. Increase your positive self-talk energy. Unlock new creative paths. Transform your time once or twice a week to create beautiful art while strengthening confidence, building positive self-talk, and sensitize self-awareness. Tab Mindfulness, Awareness and Coloring Activities in a Pandemic World. It's available now at Amazon.com.